Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 25 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I am still here in Buffalo, New York, still sitting right next to Michael Drezik. I think I said it two different ways each time, your last name.
Both work. I like them both, yeah.
Okay, there you go. And so we just got done yesterday talking about global collaborations, and today we're going to touch on something. I'm so excited that he's going to talk about this, because this is something that has been very much in my mind that I just haven't been able to wrap my brain around, and that is using augmented reality and or virtual reality in the classroom. So you may have heard it as AR or VR, and just the cool experiences that you can create and some ways that you can actually really honestly make learning better by using this technology. So Mike, what are some things that we could know about all of this?
So I really had never experimented too much with augmented reality or virtual reality myself until a couple years ago. I think Erasma was the first app that I got into. And I remember the students were studying countries, and we had them, they were third graders. We had them take pictures of their color a flag, and then they would take a picture of the flag, and then that would activate a video that they would create of them like talking and learning about their country. Yeah. And then we had the parents come in, they did a gallery walk, and they were taking the iPads and scanning everything. We've done like scavenger hunts with it. And that was what opened up my eyes up to the engagement level of augmented reality, to think, wow, these kids can now interact with their everyday objects, kind of like a QR code gone wild.
Yeah.
And I think the potential for what could exist in education with some of these technologies and in the rate that they're growing and starting to tap into the educational market is huge. We've done things like Google Expeditions and Nearpod VR, the little virtual reality trips inside of those tools. And I think, when I am always thinking about integrating technology purposefully, I like to think about, well, what can the students create?
Yeah. How,
because the creation tools, I think, are where the real power is. I mean, it's one thing to take a kid on a virtual field trip on an iPad to the Great Wall of China, and it's powerful, and it raises lots of questions, and it definitely, sparks their curiosities. But what I love is anything that the students can do to create their own. And there's tools out there like ThingLink, where you can actually take a 360 photo with your phone and import it into ThingLink, and then have a 360, and then have that with all these interactive links inside of this 360 space. So right now, our high school students in the ninth grade are actually doing one for their high school. So as we take 360 photos throughout the high school, the students are actually creating this themselves, and they're interviewing different teachers, and they're talking about their classes, and they're building this virtual tour in full 360. Mm-hmm. And their target audience is going to be the incoming freshmen and orienting them with the high school. So that's just an example of creation. Another one is co-spaces. The kids can actually create their own virtual reality worlds in this space. We had a kid in an English class that they were studying Romeo and Juliet. So we had the kids in co-spaces create different scenes from Romeo and Juliet. And then that there's a coding piece. They actually had to code the characters to interact and engage. And that we put it together as a study guide. And the students used their virtual reality Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet world as their study guide. So that was something pretty fun that we did with the creation tools. In that same tool, we've had the kids create studying different biomes and animal habitats they've created in there, phases of the moon, because you can drag in spheres, and I've had kids actually code a lunar eclipse, which is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the learning just sticks when they can create inside of there.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. And, I think in a lot of really cool classrooms, there's a lot of creation going on, but I don't think a lot of teachers realize that there is the potential for creating in the augmented reality or the virtual reality world, so to speak. And it's really kind of right at our fingertips. And we've got a couple of tools now that we can use. One other thing I wanted you to touch on real quick before we wrapped up was the Merge Cube. I know the Merge Cubes have like taken some classrooms by storm. There was this huge sale on them at Walmart where you could get them for $1 instead of like the $15 that they usually were, you were telling me.
Yep.
And I saw some people would like go up to the display with their carts and they would just start like dumping them into their cart en masse. And I've just got to see a Merge Cube like hands on for the first time today. And tell us just a little bit about what the potential is for that too.
So it's a physical cube that you hold in your hand. I saw one for the first time from a teacher in Grand Island here near Buffalo, Mary Howard. Super innovative teacher. Anytime I go to an event where she is, I learn like 10 more new things. She's blowing my mind with this technology. And she was showing me that she said, "Here, try it. Take out your phone. Put the app on here and go ahead." And I'm holding the cube in my hand, and it turns into, it's an app called Dig, where you can actually build like Minecraft, but in your hand. There's also ones that have like the universe, the solar system. And the
way that these work is you look at the cube through your screen, right?
Yep.
Like you're aiming your camera at the cube and you're actually seeing it on the screen, and that it's overlaying all of this stuff on the cube. So it doesn't actually like in the physical world change, but what you see on the screen is different.
Yes, that's exactly how it is. And they just had a big sale the other day. I saw it on the iTunes store for an app. It was called 57 Degrees North. And it's actually an interactive story. I could see this perfect for like an English classroom or even to get the kids doing some creative writing. But it's kind of like a choose your own adventure in the augmented reality cube. So as you're holding it in your hand, it takes you through the story. And you, as you rotate it or turn it, it kind of take you off into a different direction of the story. So I think there's a lot of potential. Yeah. I think they're starting to ask teachers, you know, how would you use this in your classroom?
Yeah.
And I think there's big things to come in this field.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just fascinated to see what teachers have done already. And I know that, you know, that technology is improving. And so, yeah, when you get something cool in the hands of educators, you never know what's going to happen next. So, Mike, thank you so much for this. Real quick, tell everybody where they can find you.
I am on Twitter at @M_Drez, Drez. And I blog occasionally at MichaelDrezek, Drezek, .com.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.